Rangel could see another boarding school in the next 5 years, ANSEP, an accelerated math, science, and technology high school program based at the University of Alaska Anchorage, is interested in building a 400-bed facility on the former Rangel Institute property. KSTK's Aaron Bolton has more.
The Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, or ANSEP, is thinking about building a residential high school on the former Rangel Institute property. The Rangel Assembly announced the news at its latest meeting. ANSEP is based at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The curriculum is geared towards science and engineering and gives high school students the opportunity to earn college credits. ANSEP Vice Provost and Founder Herb Schroeder says ANSEP is opening its first high school in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District in August, but says that's not enough to serve the 1,200 students he's engaged statewide. Now he's eyeing Rangel as the future site of ANSEP's first residential school.
We're committed to working with the community in Rangel, and what we want to do is build a residential school there that will hold at least 400 students from across Alaska. And when they attend this school, students can earn college credits and graduate from high school in as little as 3 years. If they want to stay 4 years, that's fine. They can earn credits for degrees in education, psychology, biological sciences, engineering, business management, and many others.
Schroeder says he's been looking for a location for a residential facility for over a year. In February, he presented a proposal to legislators to take over Mount Edgecombe Boarding School in Sitka. Mount Edgecombe faculty was unaware of the proposal until after the fact. Alaska Department of Education and Early Development Interim Commissioner Dr. Susan McCulley says the State Board of Education was not aware of the proposed takeover either.
He then did present to the State Board of Education at its March meeting and talked about the general idea of an ANSEP residential school. He indicated at that time that he would not be pursuing that scenario with Mount Edgecombe.
Rangel's borough manager, Jeff J. Bush, says the assembly is looking into including ANSEP's proposed school into development plans for the 130-acre institute property about 5 miles south of town.
It was perfect timing because we were looking at things at the institute site. We have a consultant group that's working with us to develop that. And this, in the early stages, was a component, some kind of an educational facility out there. And this certainly, there's a lot of things we still have to work out.
Jay Bush says the design firm Corvus Design will present 2 or 3 new designs for the property on June 13th. The public will be able to comment on those designs. Herb Schroeder says he plans to be at that public hearing and at the borough's June 14th regular meeting. Besides a possible ANSEP high school, the designs include a senior assisted living facility, single family housing, apartments, and retail space. Reporting in Rangel, I'm Aaron Bolton.